same way.
What we would do is, for example, if I were doing this work, I would make sure the person actually goes to get tested for the allergies, okay, to find out what specifically they're allergic to. Tim Halbum says that this process works in about 70% of the time when there's a specific known allergen. Okay, so it's not going to work all the time, but it works a lot. But it is contingent upon really knowing what the allergen is, being clear on that, because that's the gist of the whole process.
Yeah.
If you're not sure what it is, it's just not as likely to be successful, although it could be. Maybe have it right.
Yeah, that's my feeling on it. It's something that, yeah, I'd be willing to do it. And when you're not sure what it is, you just don't have anything to contrast it with.
This is going to be a challenge because one of the things we're going to do when we ask for a picture, one of one good way, by the way, when you're doing this with your clients, if you choose to do this, is ask them, how do you, for example, suppose you know you've got a phobia to cat or an allergy to cats. One of the questions you want to ask to get a picture is not necessarily just do you have a picture of that. You want to say, how do you know you have an allergy to cats? And you want to get their evidence. But, well, I don't know. I just know it. Yeah, but how do you know? I mean, like, if you're in the presence of a cat, how do you know you have the allergy? Well, I don't know. I just sort of imagine myself doing this and doing that. And then you say, do you have a picture of this? Now, it's going to be hard to do it in this case because we're not really sure what it is. You want to get them associated to the problem. How do you know you've got the problem? Get some associated to it, and they'll make a picture on their own out of that rather than just sort of asking him to bring it up out of nowhere.
As he said, they said there's about a 70% success ratio with this, providing the allergens known. So if you were to find out what the allergen is, that means that you could then work on the individual components of it, find something that was similar, and that could be a significant breakthrough for you. But that, I think the first step would be to find out what it is. Yeah, and that's what you'll tell your clients too if you're working with them for this particular process. The process is amazing. I mean, I've just seen amazing things happen with this, and I've always seen it happen when the allergen was known. Here's what I'll do is I'll show you how I can use this process in another way. I'll demonstrate that because basically what you're doing is, as Robert mentioned, you're collapsing an anchor. You're also re-educating somebody about something. So I've used this for performance issues as well. I had an actor came to me. I had an actor came to me. So just know that this is how you would do it. It's right there. It's real simple. If you ever get an allergy, you'll know how to do it. Just know that you need to use the allergen. Or you need to have an identified allergen. I've used this for performance issues. I had an actor come to me, and I did the exact same process as the allergy process. I said he was having trouble when he would go in on an audition. So I said, have you ever nailed an audition? Have you ever done it, just been right on with that audition? He said, yeah. I said, okay, tell me about that time. How were you standing? How were you breathing? What were you thinking? Basically, I got the strategy for how he did it, what he did it well, and I got the emotional state that he was in. Then, I'm sorry. So I found the strategy for how he did what wasn't working for him when he'd go on the audition and he'd freak out or screw it up, is what he was saying. That's step one. Step two, I found out a time when he was right on. He was at the top of his game. Step three, anchor similar non-allergic. So I had him imagine that time, go back to the time where he was right on, where he was performing at his peak, where he was right inside the role, where he was relaxed, where he was confident, where he was feeling good. I anchored that. Then what I did was I had him visualize a plate of plexiglass, and dissociated on the other side, I had him imagine the perfect him going into those auditions where he was having a challenge, but nailing it, being in that perfect state, that perfect emotional state. While he imagined that, I fired the resource anchor. So now he's associated with the resource anchor, yet he's watching the dissociated him do that behavior perfectly. And then I said, now that you has some things that you could learn, doesn't he? That ideal you. And he says, yeah. I said, how would you like to take in those learnings now? He said, great. So I had him lift the plexiglass and take that ideal him inside of himself while firing the resource anchor. Then tested in future paste. It's the exact same allergy process, but I did it for performance issues.
So it's total collapse anchor.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Total collapse anchor, and it works really well. It's a real nice process to do. Since we don't have a known allergen, what I'll do is I'll do this with a performance issue because I know somebody's got to have a performance issue. Do you ever have a time or a place where you go into some sort of a situation where you feel that you had more resources? Now, by the way, this is going to be an anchoring process with a collapse anchor. I'm sure that you'll find, And I think that you'll find, actually, you're still going to need to get in there and get back to the root cause of it. However, this is going to, remember when I said, but my current thinking, and this is what I was sharing with them the other day, my current thinking on a lot of the processes where we go back in the past, whether it be a re-imprinting, a changed personal history, one of the timeline techniques, when we go back in the past, we unhook something at its roots. Then that doesn't necessarily generalize into new strategies for dealing with things in the future. Could unhook it at the roots, but then we need to generalize that and create new strategies in the future. This is the type of technique that I see as being creating new strategies in the future. So we may still need to go back and clean up the past, whatever past roots there are, but this will be a nice process for generalizing those strategies. And that's basically what we're doing with an allergy model as well, as we're generalizing and we're creating new strategies for dealing with the old issue. Yeah.